Jason Blaine, what brings you back to little old Lethbridge?
We are out. This is day two on a Cross Canada radio tour. It's been, I can't believe it, but it's been a year, a whole year since I've released a song to radio. And we've got a brand new song and a brand new record in the works. And so we're just coming by to see old friends. It's been a little while since I've, you know, visited all the radio stations across the country.
So you've got a pretty busy summer ahead of you here, and that includes a Big Valley Jamboree in Camrose in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. It's Big Valley is an amazing show for anybody who's been to it. We are doing the Sirius XM stage at midnight, and it's going to be off the hook, I'm told. There's just like
an after hours show.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about the craziest things people have witnessed at concerts.
Sure.
So being up on stage, you probably have had a front row seat to some odd things that have happened at your shows. Does anything stand out?
The first one that comes to mind immediately is there was this concert we were doing in Ontario, this outdoor festival, and there was this dude in a wheelchair that was like pretty drunk, and so were all of his friends, and he was crowd surfing in a wheelchair, and we kept thinking
like
that he was
gonna,
you know, there's like this barrier, there's sort of like that snow fence like between the crowd and the stage, and there's like 4 feet. We thought that they were gonna drop this poor guy right in there, you know,
because
they kept like kind of putting him out like over top of it, and he was crowd surfing in a wheelchair. We were like, this is awesome,
and he didn't look scared, he was enjoying it the whole time.
He was having a blast whether he knew where he was or not at the time, but he was having the best night of his life.
There's always seems to be alcohol involved.
I had
with
never
these sort
seen
of
that before, but it was like, I'm like, you go, buddy. That's awesome.
What's life like living in Nashville now full time with a wife and four kids?
It's crazy, man. I'll tell you, Brooksy, my wife and I, we packed up a 3-month-old baby girl in the fall of 2006, and that baby girl just turned 11.
Wow.
And we moved to Nashville in the fall of 06 with our little baby, and I signed my first record deal and publisher 10 years ago and started releasing music, and now we've got four, and it's been an amazing journey so far.
So how often do you get back to your hometown? Do you still keep close ties with them?
Absolutely. Usually about twice a year. Like we try to make the journey at Christmas time if we can. But every June I do a celebrity charity golf tournament in my hometown.
And Pembroke. That is
in Pembroke.
Yeah. Ontario.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. So we go back and we sort of, you know, spend a couple of weeks in June with the family and do the charity golf tournament and get out on the river and hang with old friends. And I love getting back home.
How's the golf game?
Terrible. It's like I have my own charity golf event and I'm terrible. I'm a terrible golfer. I don't even really like the game. Like, I don't even like golfing that much, but I love drinking the beer and driving the cart.
Driving the carts. That's the best part of it.
Right.
Isn't
we do best ball. It's like, you know, I've had Dallas Smith and Chad Brownlee, Tim Hicks, Jason McCoy, Alberta guy, Gord Bamford, Kira Isabella, Rivertown Saints. All of these artists have given their time and come out to help my hometown.
It's like asking you which is your favorite child, but we're going to ask you anyway. What's the favorite song that you've written?
Oh, that's the first one that comes to mind is They Don't Make Them Like That Anymore. That still, for me, is the one. It's a very, very special song. It came from such an honest place, and it really came from around that place where I was looking to... My dad is a really good man as well. I was sort of looking at my grandfather at the time, who's like 80 years old, and just sort of, what a wonderful life. I mean, all these like grandbabies, and he's such a noble sort of salt of the earth guy. And I just sort of went, wow, like, they don't make them like that anymore. Like, where's the guys like that? And for me, I was like, I want to be that guy when I'm 80.
He inspired you.
He really did. And as did my dad, but I thought that my grandparents had this such a beautiful love story, and we really captured it in the video. It's on YouTube. Has now over 1 million views on YouTube, and it was really filmed at their house that has since, you know, belongs to somebody else now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually passed away a couple 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But their story lives on
in
on
song,
YouTube
yeah.
forever.
We see you brought your guitar case. What are you going to play for us?
Well, I guess I could play the new song.
Might as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and Jason Blaine is going to play his brand new song, Born to Love, right here on Today's Country 95.5.